Welcome to Herb W. Morgan's Slaying Bulls and Bears, a podcast about economics, markets, investing, politics, and profit. Every Monday, in less than 20 minutes, Wall Street portfolio manager Herb W. Morgan distills the complex and complicated into the simple and sensical. Here's Herb now.
Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, December 4th, 2023. I'm Herb Morgan, Senior Managing Director and Chief Investment Officer here at Cantor Fitzgerald Investment Advisors. This is my weekly economic and market commentary for the week beginning today, December 4th. As always, if there is information that becomes available intra-week, you can find me posting it on either X or Twitter or on LinkedIn. Let's get started. This presentation has been prepared by me for use with you, whether you are an investor or a financial advisor. Regardless, you are expected to make your own investment decisions. Nothing contained in the presentation should be treated as investment advice. There is no recommendation for the purchase or sale of any securities. Well, we had a phenomenal week for equities, a phenomenal week for bonds, and a not so phenomenal week for economic data. It's the softening economic data that is causing markets to rally, because the belief that the economic data is softening means that inflation is coming down. And with inflation coming down and data softening, the Fed will be done raising interest rates, and likely the next move will be an actual interest rate cut. Interest rate cuts tend to inflate asset prices, and that's why you've seen such a big rally here in the last few weeks. Let's get into some of that economic data. New home sales for October were down 5.6%. That was worse than expected. A lot of that is inventory, and a lot of that is high interest rates. FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency, price index rose, though, 0.6%. And house prices are still up 6% year over year. If you live in, out in San Diego and Southern California like I do, the numbers are even higher, making it more difficult for first-time homebuyers, but making it a positive for long-time homeowners who look at balance sheet, of course, rather than prices they're not trying to get in. S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index also rose. It was a little less than expected, about 0.7%. The estimate was for 0.8%. Here, homes are up about 4% year over year in value. Pending home sales for October, though, were down, and it's the lowest level on record. So the volume of home sales, the volume of transactions is very low. If you have friends that are in real estate or mortgages or title or inspections, they'll tell you how bad business has been this year. We go back to 2001 to have levels this low. What was happening in 2001? Well, we were coming off the dot-com bubble and ultra low interest rates of late 1999, because of the Y2K, where we cut interest rates and cut and cut and cut. And then we had to raise interest rates, as we've been doing the last 2 years. Very similar pattern and path there for pending home sales. Limited housing inventory is significantly preventing housing demand from being satisfied. So that's why prices are rising, because there just isn't a lot of inventory out there and available on the market. We got Conference Board's consumer confidence reading for the month of November. You can see it was a little pickup, just a little pickup there. It rose from 99.1 to 101. But that number for October, 99.1, was actually revised lower. The prior print had been 102.6. So that was a little worse than expected. Present situation fell a little bit. Future expectations up a little bit. Really not much to see there. The big word last week was this GDP report. And I think, you know, the commentary, the financial news, the discussions on the trading desks, wow, what a big number. And it was. Third quarter GDP originally reported at 4.9. The revision took it to 5.2. That was higher than the consensus estimate of 5.0. That's a pretty significant GDP print. What was positive and really great about that print was business investment was revised higher. Unfortunately, so too was government spending. And the only reason I say that's unfortunate is because it's done with the expense at the expense of a current year deficit and an accumulation of debt, which is the single greatest financial threat that I think we face at this point. Personal consumption was revised a little bit lower, and personal consumption in the end is the big driver. So that's why I wasn't as excited about the 5.2% print as maybe everybody else. Sure, happy about business investment, not so happy that consumption was revised, and not so happy that the increase came from increased government spending. And put it in perspective, take a look here. The green bars are actual GDP prints that we've got. These are the quarter over quarter annualized percentage increases. So 2.6 back in Q4, 2.2 in Q1 of this year, 2.1 in Q2. And then there's the big print we got last week. But the quarter we're in and almost done with, today's December 4th, it's nearing the end of the fourth quarter. And this is consensus estimate. We have a lot of the data already, so it's fairly accurate, 1.1. That's really where we're growing. And then if you look to Q1 and Q2, we're just barely above the zero line. And it's seeing these numbers and these estimates come down to near recession levels, right? We'd need negative two quarters in a row, and there's other, you need an official declaration, but that's kind of the rule of thumb, two quarters back to back, and we could potentially get there. And that's why the market's rallying, not because, oh gosh, we see this going down, but oh gosh, we see this going down, and the Fed has ammunition and tools now. They could be essentially cutting interest rates. We got initial claims for unemployment last week, rose a little bit from 211 to 218, still very solid. I always tell you, if it's below 300, the jobs market is healthy. The jobs market's been healthy for the last 2 years. We got below 300 in October of 21. But continuing claims for unemployment are still on the rise. And this is another one of those things where I say softening data, pointing to a weaker picture. Yet again, I get it, the equity markets continue to rally. Continuing claims for unemployment a year ago were running at about 1.4 million. That's pretty good for an economy with 350 million people. Just in September, the number was about 1.6 million. Today, based on last week's data, which was for the weekend in November 17th, we're at 1.9 million. It wouldn't at all surprise me to see us above 2 million here for continuing claims in the coming weeks. Now, going from 1.4 million to over 2 million is significant enough that I would question if the Fed has a dual mandate, which is price stability and full employment. Now, weekly claims are low, the unemployment rate is low, we're going to get an employment report this week, but the thing that will kick up before those other numbers turn poor is this, and it's starting to do that. Okay, personal income for October was up 0.2%, in line with expectations. Personal spending also up 0.2%. And really good news on inflation. The other reason that the markets rallied, because the Fed doesn't need to hike rates to fight inflation. It has hiked rates. The balance sheet continues to run off. Inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomena, and if the money supply is contracting and interest rates are higher, we're seeing obviously both core inflation, that's the red, and headline inflation, that's the blue, come down. In October, the PCE price index was unchanged. Zero inflation, expected to be up 0.1%, and now 3% year over year. Core, more important, was up 0.2, in line with expectations, 3.5 year over year. That is not enough, right? The Fed wants to be down here at 2%, which makes me, we're gonna get, the very next slide we're gonna get to is expectations for where Fed funds rate's going to be throughout next year. But it makes me think that maybe the markets are a little too optimistic of when the Fed might start cutting. The Fed really wants us to be below 2%, because it gives, as you can see back here, it was always kind of below the target. And they started hiking rates when we got to the target. So don't think we're going to start cutting rates right away unless those job losses start to increase. This is from Bloomberg data that I pull. It's called WIRP, World Interest Rate Probability. And I took two dates. I took this morning, just a few minutes ago, and I took November 24th, so a week ago, Friday. And what were the odds based on positioning of large institutional traders at a Fed meeting date of a rate hike or cut from where we are today? And a week ago, there was still a 5% chance, roughly, that the Fed would hike interest rates on December 13th. That has evaporated. If you go out a couple of meetings, let's go to May, there was a 29% chance.
Physical environment, teams proof, excuse not me. Broken.
That's more data coming in. In May, there was a 29% chance for the May meeting of a cut. That's now up to 71%. So these, you start looking May, June, July, September, almost virtually guaranteeing the markets are betting. It's not 100%, but it's pretty darn close to rate cuts next year. My personal opinion is the market's a little too optimistic because of that core PCE inflation number and because unemployment's still at 3.9%. So it's not unlikely. It's not unlikely that we could get, you know, a rough GDP number in Q4, Q1, Q2, unemployment's going higher, while inflation stays above two, you get the picture, right? We need the we need the inflation number to come down before the Fed will start to cut, is the bottom line. We also got S&P Global's U.S. manufacturing PMI last week. Anything below 50 is contraction. Manufacturing remains in contraction. As you can see, it's been there for some time, but that's about 15% of the economy. We'll get the services readings this week. They have remained above 50. Services is more like 85% of the U.S. economy. So just a little bit, just barely in contraction from S&P. The ISM reading solidly in contraction, 46.7. The estimate was 47.8. New orders up, but still in contraction. Production went into contraction and employment stayed in contraction. All of this in manufacturing. Let's see. We also got a report on construction spending in October, gained 0.6%, up, you know, almost 11% from a year ago. Lots of economic data this week to talk about. We've got factory orders coming out this morning, expected to decline. The services that I talked about expected to still be above 50. Those will be tomorrow, along with the JOLTS report, job openings or JOLTS, 9.3 million. Expected to be down from 9.5 the prior month. But you remember a year ago, these numbers were 12 million. Then we're going to see the big employment number from ADP. Expected the economy added 120,000 jobs. Friday, November non-farm, that's the Bureau of Labor Statistics number, 190. Labor costs expected to go down, unit labor costs, that is. Trade deficit, subtraction from GDP, expected to go up. Weekly claims, good number. Consumer credit expected to be a good number. And then no change expected to this unemployment rate. And this is why I think the Fed is not ready to cut those rates as early in 24 as the market is suggesting, because they still have this essentially full employment. However, if the unemployment rate starts to rise, gets into that mid fours, as long as that core PCE number is still lower and moderating and approaching the two, then I think it's possible that we could see a Fed rate cut. I think the markets were just a little too optimistic last week. Nothing to do about it. It just is what it is. We'll watch the markets. Don't forget, this is available as a subscription with the slides, charts, and graphs, or as an audio podcast in any podcast format. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll be back to you again in 1 week.
Thank you for listening to Slaying Bulls and Bears. If you'd like to download the slides for this week's podcast, go to www.efficient-portfolios.com and join our mailing list. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, rate us online, and share with a friend if you found this helpful. See you next week.